Hello, Anchor. This is my very first podcast. My name is Morten, and I'm presenting to 3 AM Thinker Anchor Podcast. This podcast will be mainly a first try for me, because I never did a podcast or I never recorded my voice online. But I have a lot of interesting thoughts, which I've been keeping for myself for a long time, and I'm consuming a lot of new information every day, and this will be my very first attempt to put them to the world and share them, and I will be thrilled to listen to reactions and see what other people think. So don't worry about sending me a voice message and giving me some feedback. So my podcasts will be about topics which I like, obviously, and I like a lot of topics. I have background in physics. Actually, I'm still studying physics on master level, so I can very often mention things related to experimental physics, modern physics, or even mathematics, even though I'm not the best mathematician in the world. But I have a lot of interests in different other fields, all related to philosophy, because philosophy gave rise to many of modern science fields. For example, psychology. I'm really into Jungian psychology, the beginning of psychoanalysis, which is inspired by Jordan Peterson, but the interest in me is much older. So this will be one of the things I will be mentioning. And on the other hand, for the new psychology, I'm interested in productivity and the latest tips and tricks how to be a productive person in the world. So I'll share my insight on that too very often. I'm also an avid runner, so you will hear me talking about running very often. And that's just a very little scratch of all the topics that interest me, so I'll be sharing insights about the latest topics, other latest podcasts, like the big ones, of course. And yeah, I'll be happy to hear from anybody, join me to the debate, and I'll be happy to hear from you, anybody who listens. Thank you. Alright, I've listened to the first segment of my new podcast, and it's very interesting to hear yourself talking to your phone and then listen to it, and realizing how many errors you make, how many things do not make sense, how bad you express yourself. And these are things which in normal conversation you just do not realize or overlook, and I feel like this is the ultimate opportunity to get really better in making more sense in your speech. As Jordan Peterson points it, you should be very, very precise with your speech. But it's not only the structure of your sentences, the words you use, and for me as a non-native English speaker, the intonation and everything. It's also the way it sounds, the stress you put on different words, which in the echoless chamber of your everyday life, where you only speak but do not hear yourself, can never give you feedback. So it also catches you with getting lost in your thoughts. So I think that it will be important to write down notes what I really want to talk about, step by step, and be able to make much more sense out of that, which, as I feel it in the very intellectual fields I'm interested in, is the most important if I want to bring it to a different level in the next years. So there is a lot simply a lot. And in the next segments, I will discuss more of the topics I want to talk about and try to distill, derive all the important highlights of future podcasts. So this is quite motivating, just hearing yourself, and I will be really, really thrilled if like somebody ever listens to my podcast and gives me some feedback. This is a amazing opportunity, and I'm glad I found this. So here I will play one more track, and I'll get back to the topics in the next segment. Hello and welcome to the 3 AM Genius, a new podcast by me, Martin, a very new podcaster. I just got this amazing app called Anchor, and I'll try to stream into the world my words. I don't have any previous experience with speaking like this, just on the microphone and projecting my thoughts to the world, but I feel like this is a very good chance to start being a little bit more open with my thoughts and so on. I'm a very curious person. I just like listen to anything interesting I can find on YouTube, any interesting podcast, with a lot of different topics, from science to religion. And I always found conversation about all these topics I'm interested in very useful to me. But as one gets more and more specialized and knowledgeable, you are not able to debate with many different people. So it is important to find a source to, not a source, but a place to vocalize your thoughts and show them to the world. Hopefully, hoping for some feedback. So I hope that somebody of you guys who might be listening will send me some voice messages or some feedback I could use to improve the way I talk on this platform. But yeah, thanks for listening, and let's get to another segment where I will describe the music and the movie which is featured on this very first podcast called The Dangerous Method. Hello, and we're live. This episode is the very, very first one I've ever made, so it's called episode #0000. So that means that we can do up to 10,000 minus 1 episodes. No, actually 10,000, because 0 plus 9999 is 10,000. That means we have a lot of podcasts coming up, but this one is the first try, so it's nothing special. It's just me fucking around and trying what I can do with my voice and like what it really is to make a podcast. But I added my very, very deep-rooted music to this podcast, because this music which you heard between the sections is soundtrack from a movie called Dangerous Method, and I have to say it means a lot to me. I don't know why is it must be the teaching and its profundity that the person who the movie is about did and made. His name is, and it's one and only, Carl Gustav Jung, a Swiss psychologist, contemporary of Sigmund Freud, who together worked on psychoanalysis, later stopped cooperating, which is portrayed in the movie. And Carl Gustav Jung developed this analytic psychology, which is a an old field of psychology, a little bit forgotten but still practiced, still bearing its significance in the history of science. And it's a controversial topic because it's not 100% rigorous, but it certainly bears a lot of very interesting topics, and is one of the reasons why, for example, Jordan Peterson has gotten so famous the last years, because he talks exactly about the stories and the principles and the archetypes and the unconscious phenomena which Jung almost 100 years ago described. So it is something that is very hardly forgettable, even though you can criticize us from the modern scientific perspective. Okay, so now this segment of this podcast will be a little bit more about the movie of Dangerous Method, but I will also try to project different voices to convey a different message and sound a little bit more louder or more explicit and express the words I want to say better and show a different side of my voice, because I tend to be sometimes like a little just quick and like do not like really project my voice, and like it's hard, but like when I sit a little bit straight, then I feel my diaphragm gets a little bit wider, and I can have a little deeper voice, which helps me talk louder, and hopefully this sounds a little bit better. So I really should think about how I make pauses and so on, but listening to myself back and forth will help me. So now I want to talk a little bit about the movie The Dangerous Method. I now realize that this first episode should be about Carl Gustav Jung, and I should focus most of my podcast to be about personalities I admire and I want to learn about. So here we go, Carl Gustav Jung. So topic number one. I first learned about Carl Gustav Jung and something like my 10th grade, and the psychology lessons we were giving at my grammar school. And ever since I heard the name Jung and Freud and all these different people who were around the era between the First World War, between the First and Second World War, and build the basis for the modern psychology, really struck me how revolutionary the time was, and like how even though physical science was developed a lot, philosophy was still all philosophy we saw in medieval almost, but psychology as a new branch of philosophy made a significant change to the world we presented. Alright, so it seems that after 3 minutes it gives you a new segment and you can record more podcasts, so that is good. So it was around 20s, and after the First World War, when Freud and Jung separated paths, but they together talked about archetypes and relationships between feminine and masculine, which in today's words is a controversial topic. You very often hear people like Peterson talk about masculine and feminine, But on the other hand, you have a big pressure from the so-called feminist side that feminine and masculine are maybe social constructs, or that these words should be criticized. And I, as of my nature, I'm always between arguments. I still think that there's grounds valid, which are valid in what Jung and Freud said, but of course they must be biased by the way of thinking back then, and not everything that is said in Jung, and especially not Freud's work, is very correct. I'm a person who appreciates both nature and nurture aspect of people. So even though some masculinity portrays might be misleading, and they often are, which in Hollywood movies are exaggerated, I still can appreciate the maybe mystical or more of abstract expression what masculine figures in movies and so on really mean. So it's not that I would just neglect facts just for pure fantasy, nor the other way around. So we have to be critical on this path. But this concept, especially what Jung produced, went super, super deep. For me, my favorite thing is the hero archetype, which is later described in Joseph Campbell's work called The Hero of Thousand Faces, which in detail cross-culturally studies what the hero archetype is really about.